I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Final televised U.S. Senate debate before the November 4th election saw the three main candidates taking shots at each other. U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu continued to tout her clout in Congress, but retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis was prepared for that argument.
We don't need senators with the seniority and clout that enables you to have a staff that spends $33,000 in tax dollars to fly yourself to campaign events, breaking the law.
Landrieu says the biggest difference between she and Congressman Bill Cassidy is their stance on retirement. The incumbent says Cassidy has voted four times to raise the Social Security age to 70, and he said it will not hurt anyone.
I want to remind you, Congressman Cassidy, that the life expectancy of a person, an African-American in Madison Parish, is 70 years old. So you expect them to work their whole life, pay into Social Security and earn benefit and get nothing back.
Cassidy, during the discussion, also dismissed Landrieu's claim that her seniority is good for Louisiana. A local nonprofit group hosts a holiday event Friday. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the safe environment provided to area trick-or-treaters.
All of Monroe's little trick-or-treaters can be a part of Uptown Dawn's magic this Halloween as they make their way through a maze of trunks piled with candy and decorated as everything from fairy tales to football. Trunk or Treat is an event put on by Up Till Dawn, a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital fundraising organization at ULM, to provide a safe place for children to trick or treat. Carly Hubbard, Up Till Dawn Executive Director, encourages all community members to join in on the fun.
There will be no moving vehicles, so you don't have to worry about being on the street. Everything is really, really safe. Everyone here is really friendly.
During the event, student organizations around ULM will line up their cars, decorate their trunks, and dress up as a common theme. Parents can bring their children around to each trunk while they will get candy and can play games. The Up Till Dawn trunk is Disney-themed.
But I also know that there will be football themes there as well. Some superheroes will be there. So just a wide variety.
Hubbard says Trunk or Treat didn't happen last year due to weather, but the year before, the event saw a turnout of 30 trunks and 200 community members. She says they are hoping for that kind of turnout, but it's more about getting it started up again.
This is our way of getting our name out, not only on our university, but to the community as well. We are also able to bring other organizations into our organization through Trunk or Treat.
Trunk or Treat will be held on Halloween this Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. in the parking lot of Brown Stadium. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The legislature's chief economist and Governor Bobby Jindal's administration are at odds about what state employment data shows about Louisiana's job growth. Greg Albrecht with the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Office says the Jindal administration has been inaccurately describing Louisiana as outperforming much of the South and the nation. Albrecht says the state is underperforming those regions, largely because of sizable cuts in state government jobs. But he says even if looking at only the private sector, Louisiana is simply performing on par with the South and the nation, not ahead of them. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high in the mid-70s, a few clouds tonight with the low in the low 50s.